This is Dr. D Says on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Good morning, everyone. Dr. Demetrius Kadonius here, chiropractic nutritionist, coming to you on just another wonderful day. It's about time to see the consistent warm weather. And now if we just get away from some of this rain and just have more sun on more of the days so that on our days off we can go out and enjoy ourselves, right? But, you know, on the good side, you know, last week I talked about allergies. The rain is really good at washing all the pollen into the ground and down the storm drains and off the windshields and the leaves and the bushes. So it does serve a purpose, and it is an important function aside from good, you know, everything needs water to live. But remember, it actually cleans everything so that there's less pollen to irritate your eyes and your sinuses and all that kind of stuff. So I'd like to start off today talking a little bit more about food allergies, okay? a lot of you out there have food sensitivities to downright allergies. You know, your lips might swell if you eat peppers or peanuts, you know, or peanut allergies can be downright deadly, you know. What is one of the areas, you know, why are food allergies happening so much? You know, there's a lot of talk about consistent consumption of GMO foods over decades now, affecting not only us as we eat them, but affecting moms who then make babies, and then the babies are born being exposed to these GMO kind of foreign protein molecules. Because remember, GMO, genetically modified organisms, is in agriculture. And what does that mean? That means we take the DNA from a beetle and we mix it with the DNA of corn to try to get corn that puts off a stinky smell out of the leaves or the stems that repels the other insects from eating the corn, right? Sounds good in theory, but maybe that beetle DNA was not meant to be in our digestive system on a regular basis. And when you combine that DNA with the corn DNA, it kind of makes a mutant protein molecule. These molecules end up getting in our digestive system. Your body doesn't know how to work with them a lot of times. And some of them slip right through the lining of your intestines directly into your bloodstream and cause allergic reactions. They cause then your immune system. Your body calls out the soldiers and says, hold on, this big weird-looking protein doesn't belong here. It hasn't been through the factory. Okay, it didn't go all the way through your intestines to get broken into small little bite-sized pieces called peptides that can therefore be used efficiently by your body to make things, like to make you, to make heart muscle, to make bones, to make brain cells, to make blood cells, immune cells, whatever you need to make, right? Your body makes everything out of those protein molecules, those peptides. So we're getting this kind of foreign peptides, these foreign protein molecules in our body. What happens is they get incorporated because they kind of look similar to what your body's used to using. So your body might say, well, it doesn't look like it fits in this hole, but it kind of does, so I'll use it anyway because it's the only thing I can find. You know, so it kind of takes this foreign or this new molecule and sticks it in part of your body. It might become part of your liver. It might become part of your heart, your kidneys, your brain. You know, and then now let's look at kind of all the breakdown of the human body. The body is adapting to this new environmental change called GMO. And it is trying to make do, but unfortunately, certain parts seem to be wearing out early. We're getting allergies that we on a large scale that we didn't see before. We are having on the other end, we're seeing a breakdown of the brain and the nervous system. We're seeing Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, is on the uprise. How come? What is different in the world that is making, especially something like ALS? It was a very rare disease. It was like a 1% of the, less than 1% of the population kind of disease when Lou Gehrig had it, you know, back in like the, what was that, the 50s, 60s. But anyway, now we're seeing it a lot more. There's challenges to raise money, to find a cure, you know. So I think a lot of the cures we're looking for are not going to cure the GMO problem because this foreign protein problem, is what GMO is causing your immune system to send out the fire engine to deal with the invaders. You know, it's sending out the special forces, the antibodies, whatever, to deal with these proteins, and these proteins look similar to some of your own tissue. So now we get autoimmune diseases on the uprise, your body attacking itself. Rheumatoid arthritis, that's where your white cells attack your own cartilage. Hashimoto's thyroid disease, that is where your own body, your white cells, attack your own thyroid gland and literally eat it or dissolve it. And without a thyroid, you're in trouble because you need a lot of hormones. So we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back after these messages. Dr. D here. I'd like to take a moment, guys, and address not your health issues, but your pocketbook, your financial issues. A lot of you are out there working really hard, and you're working a job. You're showing up to a J-O-B, a just over broke, right? So what's that mean? That means you're not in control of your life. So if you're looking for a way to add extra income, home-based business is really the modern marketing trend of this century. There's more home-based business startups happening right now than at any other time. And Dr. D, yeah, I like to do a few of those things myself. You'll hear me talk about them, I'm sure, on the radio. But I want you to go to my website, and there's a couple different home-based business presentations there, because I don't know what you're looking for. You know, maybe you're not into a health and nutrition, an anti-aging business, but maybe you'd like to learn how to get your AT&T or your Sprint cell phone paid for free. You know, you can do that through one of these home-based business opportunities. And go to my website, mybestpayday.biz. That's mybestpayday.biz. And watch the videos that are there. You can learn about how to do internet business video communications and get paid for it. You can learn how to save energy on your electric and gas bills in certain states. It's not available in every state. But you could actually work from home and sell the service and get paid, even though your customers are in Maryland, right? And they have just added, and that's Ignite or Stream Energy, and they're just about to add mobile services, so you'll be able to do a cell phone business anywhere in the country. So that's pretty cool. And there's a couple other businesses on there, and there's the It Works. Maybe you're into the cosmetic. How do I look? The It Wraps, the herbal wraps. You guys hear me, my wife, talk about those. So go to mybestpayday.biz and see which opportunity works for you, and then let Dr. D be your coach.
This is Dr. D Says on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome back, everybody. Demetrius Kadonius, chiropractic nutritionist here, and we've been talking about allergies. We've been talking about maybe their connection to GMO foods, genetically modified foods, and kind of how all that stuff works. So, you know, again, remember an allergy and an autoimmune disease is really the extreme end of an allergy, really. But basically, is when your immune system is not working right. Your immune system has trouble recognizing things. It either looks at a couple protein molecules and thinks it's being invaded by 1,000 protein molecules. So you get swollen lips. You have trouble breathing. You swell up. You get itchy. You get hives and blah, 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 because the histamines and everything, they get released in the system when it's part of this reaction. That's an allergy, right? If it's bad enough, you go into anaphylactic shock, and that you can die from that. You know, peanuts are famous for having a high incidence of severe allergic reactions or anaphylaxis, to where those individuals need to just carry EpiPens with them and take a shot of epinephrine, which counteracts the over-release of histamines that literally would suffocate you or choke you to death and stop you from breathing, right? But why are we seeing more of these things? Now, I just want to say that not all allergies are caused by GMO. Not all autoimmune is caused by GMO. That's not what Dr. D is saying. What I'm trying to tell you is that it's happening a lot more frequently. And people that genetically are not predisposed to be sensitive to peanut butter, to ragweed, let's say, are now having issues with breathing and consuming and coming in contact with these foreign protein substances. And again, in allergies here, I'm talking about a classic allergy in the sense of a protein antigen-antibody reaction. I am not talking about a nervous system reaction, which looks like an allergy or feels like one, when there's no protein involved. That could be where you smell a very strong or potent perfume, let's say, or a funny odor, and that all of a sudden sends you into an asthma attack or like an allergy attack, which you would think is allergy. Your lungs would start to swell and close up, and you would feel like you're having kind of an allergic reaction, but you haven't been in contact with an actual substance, a protein substance. The things that give things their aroma is usually a fat-soluble substance or in the alcohol, kind of in a vapor. It's usually like essential oils. That's the things on mild dilutions. That's what makes perfume smell like perfume. They've been using essential oils for centuries. When you concentrate essential oils, we call it medicinal grade, and you get neurologic healing effects, but you can be sensitive to a smell, an odor, because of a complicated pathway in your brain and the limbic system that kind of associates a smell with a certain physical and a certain chemical reaction and an emotional response that happens some point in your life. You know, that's kind of like me. I always tell the story, and I'll get back to classic GMO in just a minute, but I always tell the story when I was a kid growing up in a Greek household. You know, I remember at dinner parties, you know, the guests would have cocktails, and ouzo, that Greek liqueur, was served quite a lot in my house in the younger days. And, you know, I'm about 4 years old, 5 years old, going around, and ouzo smells like licorice, right? Because it's made with some a spice called anise. Anise is what black licorice comes from. And anyway, so as a little kid, you know, I'd sit there and I'd see somebody's glass and they weren't paying attention. I'd take a little shot. I'd take a little sip. I'd see an empty glass that got abandoned and I would just drink it. And, you know, my dad kind of caught me once doing that at one dinner event, whether it was a holiday or party, I don't remember. And did he get upset at me? No, I was a little kid. I was like four at the time. So what did he do? He kind of sat me down and said, "Oh, you like ouzo. Very good. Bravo, bravo, tapeviamu," my little Greek boy. And what did he do? So he poured me a straight shot of ouzo. Now, for any of you that have drank ouzo out there, you know it's a potent liqueur, and it actually has a hallucinogenic or narcotic component to it in addition to the alcohol, which makes it unusual. So anyway, so what does my dad do? He goes, "Here, you like drinking other people's drinks? Here, I want you to drink this, and I want you to drink the whole thing." And I'm a little kid. I go, "Ooh, that tasted good," but I was maybe getting my lips wet. I was not actually drinking a shot. So what did I do? I sat there, and I started to drink it, right, as much as a 4 or 5 year old could, and probably it barely got my lips soaked and enough to get inside my mouth, and then the alcohol kicked in, set me on fire, and then it went the drop or two that made it down my throat probably burned my tummy and my throat. I don't remember, but I was coughing and spitting. "I don't like that, Dad. I don't want to drink anymore." And to this day, I'll drink socially. I do not like the taste of ouzo, and I never liked black licorice. As a kid, my friends would eat Good and Plenty. Remember that candy in the movies back in the 70s and the 60s and even the 80s called Good and Plenty? And it had basically black licorice jelly beans in it. That's made with anise. I would just smell that box, and it would turn my stomach. I didn't have to put licorice in my mouth. I would just get the odor of the anise, the ouzo smell, if you will. And I would all of a sudden get kind of woozy feeling. My stomach would start to tighten up and feel nauseous. And I go, "Oh, get that away. That's like liver." It just was awful. And then my friends would just eat it and go, "You're crazy. This is good candy." And they would eat that stuff. But there is that limbic reaction I was talking about. So it happens at any age, and it'll stay with you your whole life. You can unlearn them and desensitize yourself. So now, you know, I mean, I can, as an adult, just to be social, I might have a shot of ouzo with some other Greek people if that's what they're drinking, and I will just have one just to be cordial. And, you know, I kind of swallow and it's okay. It doesn't zap me like it did. I've desensitized. But for years, I couldn't do that. It would just make my stomach turn. And that was my brain remembering the smell And then as soon as my brain remembered that smell, it remembered the other things that it related at that time to that smell. So a tightening up and a nauseous kind of feeling in my stomach, a little sensation of discomfort and fear, anxiety, because that's when you drink that burning stuff, you know, like an alcohol will do. You get a little scared, like your throat's on fire. So as a little kid, the emotion that went along with the smell and with the stomach ache was anxiety. Generally, in my case, was tension, kind of like, oh, so I would smell black licorice or ouzo if my friends were drinking it, because I was young, I didn't drink it at all. And it would be kind of like, ooh, and I would just tense up, and I'd feel my shoulders raise up by my ears and my stomach and just kind of tighten for a moment, and then I'd have to take a breath and just relax. So those kind of reactions can happen in an allergy, pseudo-allergy kind of situation, where you can have a smell like a strong perfume or turpentine or something that maybe encouraged an asthma attack at one point if you ended up having asthma. And now every time you smell that smell, your brain thinks asthma should happen. So what does it do? It constricts and sets your lungs into breathing. And if you're an asthmatic, you need to grab your inhaler. It's a real thing. It's not a made-up thing. But it's not a protein chemical-based allergy like we talk about with ragweed, or we talk about being allergic to a food like peanuts or eggs or something like that, or dairy. So we are coming up on another break, so we're going to take this quick break and be right back.
Gardening is a popular and relaxing summer pastime, so it's important to know the best ways to prevent possible injury. Oftentimes, strenuous and repetitive movements such as bending, pulling, reaching, and twisting may lead to strains or injury to the neck, shoulders, and back. As spinal health experts, doctors of chiropractic suggest the following tips to avoid injury while gardening. Warm up properly with some light stretching and make sure to take a short break every 10 to 15 minutes. Plant from a kneeling position. Keep your back straight while lifting soil. Don't stretch or squat with a bent back. Choose lightweight, long-handled tools to reduce overall strain. If you happen to experience pain or discomfort, contact a chiropractor for an examination and additional healthy living advice.
For more healthy tips or to find a chiropractor near you, visit the Unified Virginia Chiropractic Association at virginiachiropractic.org.
Hey, everybody, Dr. D here, and I know you guys are always used to me talking on the show about nutrition and chiropractic, and you've heard me talk about different things. I would just like to give a big shout-out to my wife, Robin Kadonius. She is the It Works, or distributor in the house and in the office. Those herbal wraps that help you melt off inches and stay kind of firm and keep the cellulite under control. They really work, and she's been able to share it with a lot of friends who have a lot of great results as well. So if you all are looking to lose a few inches, we're all thinking about swimsuit season coming up and the dieting and the exercising's working, but how do you tighten up the skin and get rid of the cellulite underneath the skin? You can't exercise that kind of fat away until you're just about starved. So these herbal wraps really work. So I'd like everybody to go to the website, mybestpayday.biz, and you'll see on the bottom there the It Works website link. And Robin Kadonius, I believe, Robin K at myitworks.com is her contact info. But check it out on mybestpayday.biz.
This is Dr. D Says on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. D here on Dr. D Says, and we've been talking about GMO. We've been talking about allergies. We've been talking about allergic-like reactions that are based on patterns that your brain stores in an area called the limbic system. And how all this stuff can just make life sometimes uncomfortable. But the good news is you can kind of unlearn some of these things. Chiropractic adjusting stimulates the nerve system and kind of lights up different pathways up the spine into the brain. So it is possible to kind of unlearn certain level of things that have been bothering you. Allergies, your immune system is overreacting. If we're talking a classic allergy now, a protein antigen antibody reaction, your immune system is looking at something and thinking it's bigger than it really is. So what does that mean? The message to your brain is getting interfered with. You're not getting the signal there that says it's only two or three pollen molecules. Chill out. You're getting a signal in your brain that your brain says, I think it's that funky pollen stuff. I don't know how much is there, so I better be safe than sorry and send out the troops. And out goes the cavalry. In other words, your sinuses swell, your skin might hive up, your circulation will increase at the area of contact. You might get swollen lips. Or if it's severe enough and your genetics predispose you to that, you might go in anaphylaxis and need an EpiPen, you know, a bee sting. You know, again, I'm allergic to bees. How did I get allergic to bees? I stepped on a yellow jacket nest when I was about 5 years old, walking with my buddies in the woods, and I didn't realize it, that they were swarming around me and stinging the heck out of me. And by the time I realized it, I had been kind of covered up in bees and had over 44 bee stings. Had to go to the, back then, they just took you to your family MD, went to the medical doctor with all my bee stings, and he gave me a shot of adrenaline to stop the swelling that was happening from the bee poison, the yellow jacket poison. But my immune system said, that was a scary, bad thing that happened. So anytime we see this poison called yellow jacket venom, we're going to send out the troops. So that means I swell more. Luckily, it doesn't send me into anaphylactic shock, but I swell more when I get stung by a yellow jacket. It's funny. If I get stung by a honeybee, I kind of get a normal swelling. It's not a big deal. Even if I get stung by a wasp, which you might think is worse than a yellow jacket, it doesn't matter. It's chemically a different venom, a different poison. My immune system doesn't overreact to that as much. But I get stung by one little yellow jacket, and my ankle will swell up like I got a terrible sprained ankle or something. And it doesn't matter if I put baking soda on it to try to draw the poison out or whatever. That's one of the rare times that I will kind of break down and actually take, instead of adrenaline, I take Benadryl. That's kind of the normal thing you do nowadays. So an antihistamine, anti-inflammatory for allergy responses. Taken when it's needed, no problem. Taking Benadryl regularly, there's a lot of research now that shows if you take Benadryl regularly, like for chronic sinusitis and allergy issues in the spring, it can actually contribute to early onset of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, because that other reactions that Benadryl does apparently are affecting parts of the brain, causing cerebral plaque and so forth. So all you antihistamine Benadryl kind of addicts out there, you need to really get some good antioxidants and omega-3s and stuff to get your brain in shape, because you're predisposing yourself to mental issues, unfortunately, as you age. Alzheimer's, Parkinson's are the main two that those medications used regularly seem to be related to. So again, let's get back to not medications. Let's talk about chiropractic. So again, getting adjusted over time, over regularly, improves the communication between your brain and your body. In this case, we're talking about your immune system, not your back pain, not your neck pain, not your high blood pressure. Does chiropractic help those things? Sure does. So get adjusted if you got those issues. But if you have allergies, it's going to take a course of adjusting, but you will see a change. On prior shows, I've talked about how when I started getting, my mom took me to the chiropractor as a teenager, that my hay fever got better. It took about a year of getting adjusted, but it got better. And then when I took a little break in undergraduate school, because I was just a broke college student who can afford to go to any doctor, let alone chiropractor, right? My allergies kind of came back. And then I started chiropractic school, you know, when I was 22, and started getting adjusted in the student clinic at chiropractic college down there in Georgia at Life University. And lo and behold, my allergies cleared up and have been gone technically ever since. Now, occasionally, if I get a nose full of dust, do I get stuffy, a nose full of pollen, pine pollen or ragweed? Sure. But I'm talking a nose full. That's a normal reaction. That is not an allergic reaction. Your body is supposed to keep those pollens out. So if your nose gets a snoot full of dust, it's supposed to swell up. The mucous membranes are supposed to turn on and kind of inflame a little bit. Their job is to keep all that junk from getting breathed into your lungs, which then could get into your blood, right? So just because you get a stuffy nose once in a while because you've been working in the garage and you've been sweeping like a demon and it's a dust cloud in there now, guess what? You're probably going to have stuffy nose and you might be a little itchy on your arms or your back or something, or your eyes might get watery. That's your body's normal reaction to repel all the dust you just stirred up. If you're a farmer and you've been out plowing the fields and it's been a dry week, same thing. You're going to be a little stuffy. Should you be popping Sudafed and drugs to take that stuffiness away? I don't think so. You know, rinse your nose. Use a nasal rinser. You know, we got them in the office for $5. You know, squirt some salt water up your nose and let it clean that pollen and the mucus out and let the swelling go down naturally. You take those drugs, you're just going to really put pressure on your liver, your kidneys, and eventually it turns out you're putting pressure on your brain cells. So, you know, reaching for the quick fix has a high price to pay in the long run. Getting adjusted, make sure that your brain can see and know when to send out the immune system to clog you up and when not to. If it's just a little bit of dust, you shouldn't be set off in an allergy situation, you know, and that's what having good, clear communication is all about. So getting adjusted regularly is really important to, yes, helping allergies. May not be the total cure. We may need to do some nutritional stuff. There might be some sensitization issues. I can get that word out. There may be some sensitization issues that we need to deal with on a nutritional level. Maybe we need to support your adrenal glands because you're in adrenal fatigue. Maybe your liver is just full of junk because it's trying to process and get rid of all the Sudafeds and the Benadryls and the pollens and the crappy food that you might eat, right? You know, I had a nutrition patient last week, and, you know, she checked off, about half the things on her sheet there. With symptoms that she's had for years. And I told her, your liver's not happy, but your intestines aren't happy. Your kidneys are probably a little trouble, you know. We did a urinalysis, and sure enough, she had a mild kidney infection going at the time. So just total mess. Do we need to throw her on antibiotics because she had a kidney infection? No, we put her on some Echinacea Golden Seal. We gave her some Life Pack multivitamins, which are super high antioxidant, absorb better than any other multi on the market. We sent her out for some testing so we could figure out which organ system to support first. Digestive, liver, kidney, brain, heart, you know, what's the deal? So we did the normal medical workup. We did some blood work. We did hormone testing. She's a little bit older. Want to see how she's dealing with menopause. Going through menopause, I should say. So these are all things that you've got to look at. And if you wait till you're 50 pounds overweight, you've been taking 5 to 12 medicines regularly for a million different symptoms, and then you come to me, you can expect to spend somewhere between $1,200 and $2,000 to figure out what's broke, how we can fix it naturally without any side effects. And that includes, of course, the supplements that go with that program. So why let your body get that messed up? Come to me a lot sooner when it's a mild thing and we adjust, do a little bit of nutrition, and kind of ease you along the way and get you back on the straight and narrow health-wise. So that's what you want to be aware of with allergies, with autoimmune diseases, with the foods we eat. Some foods you can avoid, some you can't. Some pollens and allergens you can avoid, some you can't. So come to Dr. D or get to your chiropractor or your nutritionist and get them to straighten you out. So this is Dr. D. Remember, find us on drdsays.net. I'm trying to give away some more G3 this week. I need your emails. Otherwise, I don't know where to send it. So that's drdsays@gmail.com. All right, folks, we'll talk to you next week.